Morning, afternoon, dictating a pre and post bronchodilators barometer report on Willie Parker. This goes to Douglas Hiltz on 4/13/22. Mr. Parker performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators period compared to a study dated 10/5/21. There's been some improvement period to paragraph impression. Minimal restriction without airways obstruction and without bronchoreactivity, showing some improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Linda Garwin. This goes to Dr. Pellegrudo. On 4/13/22, Mrs. Garvin performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity noted period compared to a study dated 10/6/21. There's been no significant change period to paragraph impression normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Laura Grayley, G-R-A-L-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Adam Thompson. On 4/13/22, Mrs. Grayley performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired. Without significant airways obstruction period, the air velocity index was greater than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period compared to a study dated 11/17/21. There's been no significant change period in paragraph impression. Severe restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction and without bronchoreactivity showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Jimmy Sturgill, and this goes to the VA. On 4/13/22, Mr. Sturgill performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. Without significant airways obstruction period after bronchodilators, there was improvement, albeit insignificant period. The paragraph impression, minimal restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction and without bronchoreactivity period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Jimmy Sturgill. This goes to the VA. On 4/13/22, Mr. Sturgill performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 98% period. After walking 384 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 95% period. A paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia period. Thank you.